And we are live on Blog Talk Radio for everybody's favorite hockey show, Forecheck. I'm Jeremy the Impact Yorke. Welcome in. We've made it to a hump day. Today was also National Signing Day. Hopefully your favorite alma mater or college picked up the football prospect they were after. And if they didn't, well, something to be said about that. But that's a whole different thing. Once again, happy hump day. We've got a lot of things to talk about. Got some Predator news and some fun things there. Going to recap a few things and talk about the Warden of the East that is back. Got some NHL stuff as well. I want to start with the Gladiators, though. And our Atlanta Gladiators have been doing some work here lately, been doing some good stuff. Let's talk about all these games. All right, let's start back on last Thursday. They were in Jacksonville to take on the Jacksonville Icemen. We're able to pick up the victory there, 2-1. Brady Vail ended up with 2 points that night. 23 saves from Sean Bonner, the Bone Man. Here we go. Brady Vail with the goal. Eric Shand with the assist. With Luke Sandler ended up popping that one in after Vail blasted a pass that he got from Stefanson. What a good time. At that point, we had 49 points. That led us to Friday night against, well, those same Jacksonville Icemen, where we picked up the victory 4-1. Colin Jacobs with the blast to open up the scoring. Taylor Stefanson with the assist there. Empty net goal. Tanner Pond dropping that one in. Derek Nesbitt, not to be left out. Make sure he was on the score sheet. He is all-around great leader. All-around great leader. We were up to 51 points at that point. That moved us to Saturday's game. Yep, had to play 3 games in 3 nights, and it didn't go so well for the good guys. We failed to score against Orlando. It happens. It was okay, you know, don't like losing in general, but it's okay to drop that one. That one was at home. That one, good friend of the show's and mine as well, obviously. Jake Skinner and a guest were at that game. That was actually a Friday frenzy, even though it was a Saturday. Looking forward to getting my yellow jersey from that. Those yellow jerseys look awesome. Those sweaters are great. None personal, Jake, because I know you're listening, but I'm going to go ahead and throw you under the bus on this and say you were the bad luck charm of the night. Congratulations. You being the Atlanta Gladiators bad luck charm of the night gets you a free subscription to Forecheck as long as it's free. And you can go to the website and enjoy your prize. Now, that left us to last night's game, where the good guys did a little better. We were able to win that game against the Allen Americans 3-2. It was a very good back-and-forth battle. Colin Jacobs netted the first goal with Ben Danford and Stefan Parag with the assist. With 0.4 seconds left in the game, Stephenson took a shot. It hit the side of the net, but Luke Sandler was right there to pick up the garbage and put it in the bin. Brady Vail with the secondary assist on that. Nobody was able to find the net in overtime. Lindsey Sparks ended up getting the game-winning goal for the Gladiators in the sixth round of the shootout. We win that one 3-2. With the win on home ice, we improved at that point to 25-23, 1-2. We are currently still in third in the South Division with 53 points. We actually are only one shy of Allen, who is still having a pretty good season. Like I said, we're still in third as far as that. We talked about some of the big scores. Have a Gladiators announcement here shortly. Upcoming schedule this Saturday. Yeah, this Saturday, 7:30 puck drop in Jacksonville at the Veterans Memorial Arena against, once again, those Icemen. We keep seeing those Icemen, but it's okay. Between them and Greenville, we seem to like them this year. That is 7:30 puck drop on Saturday. And then the upcoming Tuesday, so 6 days from now, 7 p.m. puck drop in Greenville against those Wascally Wabbits at the Bond at Sikors Wellness Center. I believe the two games we got going this weekend. Next home game will be next Friday, a week from this Friday, where we welcome in the Manchester Monarchs. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Said I had a Gladiators announcement. Go ahead and drop it right now. Joining us next week from the Gwinnett Daily Post, she is our favorite and yours as well. Gladiators reporter, she will, Christine Troike will be in. We're going to talk a lot of fun stuff. She was doing a lot of National Signing Day coverage today, so I didn't want to put too much on her. She could handle it, but I didn't want to take away from any of that stuff. So she will join us next week. It should be a lot of fun. Can't wait. She's always a lot of fun anyway. Now, as we finish up talking about the Gladiators here, I want to tell you about the assistant coach. This story was actually written by Christine Troike that you can either get on the Gwinnett Daily Post or on the Atlanta Gladiators website. Assistant coach Brady Leisenring and a handful of other Atlanta Gladiators team members, including the captain Derek Nesbitt, were all eating after the game on Thursday night after the win down at the St. John's River in Jacksonville. They're all eating. There's like an outside patio area because it's a lot warmer in Jacksonville right now than it is up here, although it's warming up. They're all eating, and they kind of look out towards the water, and they kind of hear a commotion. Sounded like somebody was yelling, "Help!" Well, they kind of get up, and they go over the railing. They see a guy in the water, and he's kind of bobbing up and down. Looks like he's in a lot of trouble. Nesbitt said they were looking around to see if there's something they can throw out. But he keeps kind of going under the water a little bit here and there, so Leisenring, who is still wearing his suit from the game, took off his jacket and shoes and jumped in the river. And it's about 100 yards out, and he got to the guy and said, "Just be calm." Was able to pull him back. He has some lifeguard training from years ago. He was a lifeguard in high school, I believe. But he was able to get the guy, bring him back in, and as they pull the guy out of the water, they realize this guy's not wearing any clothes. This is where the story gets funny, right? But the police were able to get the guy a blanket, and I think Brady Leisenring got a free shirt out of the whole deal. But yeah, what an incredible story. The good thing is he didn't have to do any CPR or anything like that, but he's recovered nicely. He recounted the story on NHL Network just a handful of hours ago. And really good write-up by Christine Choike, like I said, who will join us. I'll probably ask her a little more about this next week as well. But, hey, shout-out to Brady Leisenring. Fantastic effort. We're going to try to make him. Our social media shout out. Jeffer, he's not on social media that we can see. So, our social media shout out tonight will be to assistant coach Brady Leisenring. Congratulations, young man, on a job well done, and definitely appreciate it. I want to tell you about some ticket deals you can get at the Atlanta Gladiators home games. You can save on tickets plus get all you can eat burgers, hot dogs, and more. 2- and 3-game plans available. You can go to the website, which is AtlantaGladiators.com, for more info on that. If you guys are out and around the arena this weekend, preferably Sunday, there's a good chance you will see myself and John Watts, who does a lot of reporting and behind-the-scenes stuff here at Impact Media. We're going to be out at the lacrosse game for Georgia Swarm. So if you see us out there, stop by, say hello, take some selfies. Same thing goes. If you post it up, tag us in the selfies, we will try to send some swag your way. Definitely appreciate meeting all you guys, and it'll be fun. It'll definitely be fun out there at the game. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Carolina Hurricanes. I said the Warden of the East is back. I was hoping people picked up on what I'm talking about, and, well, they kind of have. Cam Ward is starting to look like he's back in form of a couple years ago. He is he's almost to a lights-out level the way he used to be. This was a guy that everybody thinks is a lame duck. He quite possibly could be. But with the struggling Scott Darling, it's nice to see Cam step up. It's nice to see him get his legs under him and to be able to perform the way he has. We can credit a lot of the victories that we've had in the last couple weeks to the play of Cam Ward, and in him starting to play more solid, it gives Darling time to rest up, work on things, and overall the collective effort, they'll be able to do some cool stuff. But shout out to Cam Ward for here lately. Also, I teased that I think Carolina Hurricanes can have a deep playoff run. A lot of people are like, you're crazy. A lot of people want to know if we drug test here at Impact Media. Well, we do, trust me. No need to, but we do anyway. Just regulations. No, they can have a deep playoff run. Cam Ward, if he's going to be the star dominant goalie, then he needs to do that. Scott Darling needs to relish his role as a backup and spot starter and in relief of Cam when we need it. If the goaltending is solid, I like it. There's going to be 3 points to this. Number two, we need our stars to be stars. I guess our Canes to be Canes so that we're not Dallas Stars. Our Canes need to be Canes. What does that mean? Well, that means Sebastian Aho needs to continue on the pace he's on. That means Teravainen and Van Riemsdyk need to continue on the streaks they're on. We need Jeff Skinner to continue on the path he's on. Everybody needs to keep up the effort they're doing. And point number three, if our defensive line, our defensive guys, you guys know what I'm talking about, if they can hold and make it easier on the goaltenders, which is, for the most part, what a defensive player's goal is, you know, if Justin Falk and Klaus Dahlbeck and, you know, reigning all-star Noah Hanifin, if these guys can really be a dominating presence in the neutral zone and keep most of the pucks our defensive zone, I don't see why we can't go on a deep playoff run and really make it take some damage, take some people with us, and really just sink our teeth into that damage for the playoffs. I honestly think it can happen. I'm not just saying it. Real quickly, want to recap the week that was and then the week that will be. Let's see. There we go. We had the win 2-0 over Montreal Thursday. There we go. Cam Moore actually got made 27 saves for a second shutout of the season on that one. Brett Pesch and Brock McGinn scored for Carolina, which would be us. Shutout is Ward's first in 36 games against the Canadiens. Fantastic job. Cam Ward, you keep being yourself. Now on Friday, the Canes followed that with a 4-1 loss to the Detroit Red Wings. Both these games were at home. We're due for that loss. I don't have a problem with that. We also lost on Sunday to San Jose, 3-1. Quite all right on that. We're going to stop our skid on an upcoming game I'm going to get to here shortly. And we also lost just yesterday in overtime. We almost had that. I was watching that game. The Philadelphia Flyers beat us 2-1 in overtime. Quite all right. It's okay. It's a little blemish. We were due for a little bit of a losing streak. Still there. We're still right there in the playoffs. Now, right there in the playoff push. Upcoming schedule. It's crazy how many home games. What, 2, 4, 6, 7 straight home games before we finally play an away game. It's nice to finally be back home, right? This Friday, 7:30 puck drop Eastern Standard Time, we welcome in the Vancouver Canucks. Welcome in the Colorado Avalanche for a 8 p.m. puck drop on Saturday. And next Tuesday, we welcome the dastardly, devilish LA Kings. That is a 7 o'clock puck drop on that one. How do I think we're going to do? I think we're going to go at least 2-1. At least 2-1. Colorado's pretty good, but I feel like we're going to beat Colorado or the Kings, and we should beat Vancouver. So I don't have a problem with any of that. And I also want to tell you about the inaugural Carolina Hurricanes Bash, which is presented by PNC. It benefits the Kids in Community Foundation. This will be Friday, March 9th from 7 to 11 at the PNC Arena. You can get tickets now via Ticketmaster, the PNC Arena's box office, or you can call 919-861-5494. This is all on the Hurricanes website as well. The price is $225, with $125 of that being tax deductible. All proceeds benefit the Kids in Community Foundation. And the dress attire is smart, dressy, casual. They're going to have all kinds of fun things like pool, ping pong, air hockey, foosball, darts, cornhole, kind of like casino night. They're going to have a lot of fun things there. It's a big event. You're going to raise a ton of money. And like I said, for more information, go to the Hurricanes site on NHL.com/Hurricanes. Now, let's move on to the Nashville Predators. I want to start with the Philip Forsberg suspension. I saw his hit on Jimmy Vesey. I don't think it was that unnecessary. I don't think it was intent to injure anything. I think it's kind of like in the NFL. There's just occasionally some hits where things happen. You got 3 games. That's fine. Don't necessarily agree with it, but could be worse. Could be 5, 8, 10, whatever they decide to come up with, because they're very inconsistent. But Philip just has came back off injury. It was nice to have him back in the lineup. And then now he's back out. But that's okay. Predators still in good playoff shape as well. But just wanted to weigh in a little bit on that and say that, Philip, I got your back on that. Glad you're not doing something goofy like trying to appeal, and you're just going to take your 3 games and be done with it, and then you'll be rested and ready to go. Also gives you a little bit more time to get healthy, so that's fine. involving Nashville, where they traded Andrew O'Brien to Dallas for Mark McNeil. That is O'Brien is a defenseman. Mark McNeil is a forward, trying to help the forward depth on the team and try to mix things up in the middle. We were a little defensive heavy. Anyway, wish the best for Andrew O'Brien, and welcome to Smashville, Mark McNeil. Now, the week that was for your Nashville Predators. They picked up the big win versus the LA Kings, 5-0 last Thursday. I can get the. There we go. With goals, Cal Jarnrock, Colton Sissons, and Victor Arvidsson. And Pectorine made 19 saves and gets the shutout. So, congratulations on that. It moved us to Saturday's game, 5-2 victory over the New York Rangers. Pecorine won his 7th straight start. Kevin Fiala scored 2 goals, and P.K. Subban had 1 and an assist for the Predators, who were 31-12-7 at that point and won 8 of their last 10 games. They're 8-1-1. Pecorine made 20 saves. Overall goal scorers, you had P.K. Subban, Kevin Fiala, like I said, Colton Sissons, Victor Arvidsson. Good job, guys. We were able to defeat the New York Islanders out in Long Island or Brooklyn or wherever in the world they've decided they want to play now. Weird situation there, but I'm glad they're able to finally get their own place going. Roman Josi actually scored with 1:18 remaining in overtime, and the Predators rallied for a 5-4 win at the Barclays Center. There it is, the Barclays Center. Goals by Kevin Fiala. He had a couple, Ryan Johansson, and Cal Jarnkroc. They are just lighting it up. Isn't that great? Absolutely fantastic. And then they are actually playing Toronto right now. Where it is 0-0 first, I believe. Upcoming schedule for Nashville, tomorrow night they go from Toronto to Ottawa to play the Senators. That is a 6:30 puck drop Central Time, 7:30 on the East Coast. On Saturday, they go to Montreal to make the Canadian triple loop. That is a 6 p.m. Central Time puck drop, 7 p.m. on the East Coast here. And then Tuesday, it will be back home to welcome in the St. Louis Blues, 7 p.m. Central Time puck drop, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. I wanted to hit some NHL stuff. Just a couple things real quick, and then we're going to be out of here for the night. Did one of the classiest things I've ever seen them do. They've done a lot of classy stuff. We know that Marc-Andre Fleury spent, 10, 11, 12 seasons there, won 3 rings with them before getting drafted in the expansion draft over to the Vegas Golden Knights, where he's continuing to shine and be fantastic. Well, in his first return game to Pittsburgh since joining the Vegas Golden Knights, the Pittsburgh Penguins had one of the greatest tribute videos. It had everybody in tears or goosebumps. Just when even he said it was goosebumps all over to see just how he was just so honored that they would take the time to recognize and appreciate his time there. He just fantastic. So, just incredible job. Incredible job that Pittsburgh did there. And let's see, what was the other? Oh, you guys texting in. Wanted to know what the Rangers should do right now at the trade deadline. Well, here's what I would do. I think you need to move Rick Nash. It's not a total rebuild. You move Rick Nash. And maybe Ryan McDonough and you move a couple other guys that are on one-year contracts, and you try to secure either young talent or draft picks that would benefit your future, and try not to get rid of your top goalie prospect. I forgot his name, but I think it's Igor or something. But try to hang on to that prospect and hope that Henry Lundqvist continues to play as well as he is, and you guys should bounce back in a year or so. I know that's not very comforting, given that Ranger fans have been staring at some pretty bad things for a handful of years. But, you know, it is what it is. But Ranger fans, you know, don't worry too much about things. I think you guys will be just fine. You'll bounce back, and it'll be good to see them back towards the top again. And was there something else? Let me scroll through real quick, make sure. Make sure I don't miss anything. There is a Gladiators meet and greet at La Madeline, close to the close up there to the Gwinnett Place Mall, I believe, or the Mall of Georgia. So if you get a chance, definitely go check that out. And I think that's everything. Appreciate you guys tuning in to this week's board check. I am Jeremy the Impact York. See you guys next week, right here on Board Check. Go Predators. Go Hurricanes. Go Gladiators.
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?